Well, see, like, I hesitate to use the word frustrating again, but it seems pretty apt, really.
Yeah, it was. It's difficult, really, because we've the lights played its part in the first day and parts of the second day, and we do feel a little bit aggrieved that possibly it wasn't totally consistent when we lost that wicket there with Mike Klinger at the end, and so that's disappointing. But it's a line call, and it's the judgment of the umpires. So, you know, we've got to adhere to everything they say, and they felt obviously the light was okay, but. When Moeen went to the crease, they obviously felt it wasn't. So that was frustrating. But there was also some bits of our game that we should have done better. I didn't think we were the best in the field. I didn't think that we bowled as a unit. I thought, once again, Alan Richardson was an absolute star and bowled like a real professional once again. And Dave Lucas tried his best to back him up. But apart from that, we didn't have too much else. And as you know, Trevor, you know, you've got to bat as a group, but you've certainly got to bowl as a group.
Just on the Michael Klinger thing, to explain for those obviously who didn't see it, basically he appeared to say to the umpires that the light was going, the delivery before he was out, and then when he walked off and Moeen walked on, they took the players off at that point. So he could consider himself hard done by, really.
Yeah, possibly, but the key is it's not the batter's decision, it's not the bowler's decision or the captain's decision, it's the umpire's decision one way or the other with the light. So you can't appeal the light. You know, you have to just wait for the umpires to decide that it's too dark, and that's what they did. And that first day, for example, and that's what they did at certain periods yesterday. But so it was totally their decision, you know, whether that was right, a right decision or a wrong decision. Well, that was their judgment. You know, we do feel a bit aggrieved, but that's because we've got a bit of a different opinion to what Middlesex would have. But that's cricket, and we just got to get on now and score as many runs as we can tomorrow.
In terms of the bowling unit that you mentioned, obviously you mentioned Alan Richardson, who was a standout performer. I thought David Lucas bowled better today than his overall figures might suggest.
Yeah, I thought so too, and he'd have had another wicket, wouldn't he, if he hadn't bowled that no ball and got a wicket. But no, I agree with you. I think that he sort of soldered on and got stuck in, got through his overs, and he should have had a little bit better figures than that. But, you know, I think Dave can bowl a lot better than this, and... I think he's getting through at the moment and still contributing, and I think that's promising, really, because there's going to be a time very shortly when it all clicks and he's going to run through a side. So, you know, I sort of use the analogy of if he was a batsman, he'd be getting a scruffy 20 or a scruffy 30, which is quite useful if you're not quite hitting your straps, because you will get 100 down the line. It's the ones who get the low scores that, you know, obviously that's the real inconsistency. So I'm quite pleased with the way Dave is. He's not totally happy with his bowling, but I'm sure he's getting better and better each time, and round the corner is a 5-wicket haul.
And whilst you are still striving for that consistency, there's something about Anish Kapil, isn't there? You can just see glimpses every now and again.
Yeah, but we've got to keep remembering. I mean, it frustrates me as a coach. He's sort of a retention of advice and information is poor, but he's a very naturally gifted player, and... You can see the brilliance of him, and then you can see him suddenly have a spell where he doesn't get it right at all. But we'll keep talking, we'll keep trying to help the lad, because he's one for the future. We've got to remember he's only 18 years of age, but he's very exciting. And I think the more he plays, hopefully the more information he'll retain.
Final point, Steve, given that the weather could yet still be a factor tomorrow, of course, I mean, anything else other than the draw is looking a bit unlikely from here on, I'd suggest.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was an interesting tactic that Middlesex put in place there, because I think I must admit, 20 odd short of another point, and the way they were striking it, that might not have taken them very long. And I think I would have gone for another 20 odd runs before I would have declared, and that might have been 20 more minutes out of the game. But I just think the value of that extra point there, and still having a chance to try and bowl us out twice, would have been the way to go. But it's not easy facing Finn. Roland Jones got the ball through. Murtagh's a good bowler, and you know, we've got to make sure we bat well tomorrow morning.